This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tophet Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on a feel-good summer Friday. Giants played last night. We saw two series with the first team. Daniel Jones leads them to a field goal on the first drive. Second drive, not so much, and that was that. Saquon Barkley, a couple carries, a catch. Kenny Golladay, the drop. There wasn't much going on. Not that we expected them to blow the doors off of the New England Patriots with this new offense, but we did get a first impression. Some other football stories out there. Apparently, Deshaun Watson has made it known that he was willing to accept an 8-game suspension and a $5 million fine.
Yeah, well, the NFL doesn't care about that. This is not a negotiation, as I've told you a million times. This is now in the hands of Peter Harvey. He is a former New Jersey attorney general. And he's going to come down hard on Deshaun Watson. I think at least a year, at least $10 million, if not more.
Yeah, I mean, what is the point of him putting out there, I'll accept 8 games and $5 million? Does he think that he's actually, you know, because of the looming lawsuit,
That's why.
Yeah.
You know, maybe send a shot across the NFL bow. Look, we're not going to fight it. If it's eight games and $5 million, we'll just take it and move on and try to start my career back up in the middle of the season. But the NFL is not going to do that. The NFL is going to want a much more significant suspension and a much more significant financial fine. And then the NFLPA will file a federal lawsuit. And then we'll get into that. That will be the next phase after Peter Harvey comes down with his ruling, which I wouldn't be surprised is by, you know, tonight or today sometime.
Well, so their preseason game is tonight, isn't it?
And he's playing.
Supposedly. Now, if this suspension...
I don't even know why he's playing. His suspension should be off the team right
now. Well,
this is what I'm saying.
So yeah. Apparently the 6-game suspension that currently is the one that stands before this other decision is made allows him to play in the preseason because it's 6 games and it starts in the regular season. But I read this morning that if this new ruling comes down and he's suspended for a year, it's going to include the preseason, and then he'll be not be able to play tonight.
He'll get whacked tonight.
So you would think...
Oops.
Yeah. That's. But you would think that the NFL doesn't want Deshaun Watson on the field.
That's why I think that it's going to come down today.
There's going to be stories all over the place. This is one of those things that transcends the NFL network and everything else. It's on like nightly news. It's everywhere. If he's playing, it's a terrible look for the league.
Right. So I that's why I think it's coming today. I don't have information. I can only read the tea leaves, and I don't think the NFL wants him on the field at all.
I mean, it just looks terrible. I mean, the fact that he's out there practicing and we have video here that we're playing of Deshaun Watson running around, throwing passes. I mean, it just doesn't feel right. He shouldn't be there. I mean, the guy's going to be suspended for a year. He shouldn't be there, and he shouldn't be playing tonight. I mean, the fact that the Browns are even thinking about playing him is sort of, I don't know, egregious unto itself, isn't it? Like the fact that they're like, oh, yeah, he's going to play in this preseason game.
Well, remember, so the NFL has to follow its CBA.
Yeah.
Regardless of what we think or anybody else thinks, they have to follow the letter of the CBA and they have to go through the process of getting through the CBA before we can get to a final decision.
Yeah.
And that final decision, I would not be surprised if it doesn't come down by this afternoon and they tell Deshaun Watson, you're not playing. You're out. And then comes the lawsuit.
Right. At that point, that's going to drag on, I'm sure, forever, and we're not going to get to the bottom of this for at least another year or more. So there's been talk about Jimmy Garoppolo, if it ends up being a full year for Deshaun Watson going to the Browns.
Yeah.
And the full-on mudslinging of Jimmy Garoppolo in San Francisco has started, as there was an article in the San Francisco Chronicle, because I'm sure there's people out there like, really, going to get rid of this guy? Like, you know, I mean, he feels like, you know, he's won games. You look at his record, he's won a ton of games.
Just injured.
Yeah, he's been injured a lot. So I feel like the 49ers are putting stuff out there. So there's an article in the San Francisco Chronicle about what Jimmy Garoppolo did as soon as he signed his big contract. So this is from an anonymous member of the 49ers coaching staff at the time who decides to trash Jimmy Garoppolo and not put his name on it. But apparently, he signed that big deal, 5 years, $137.5 million, with the 49ers in February of 2018. And after that, he disappeared. The quote is, once he left that press conference, nobody heard from him for weeks and weeks and weeks. He didn't return calls. He didn't return texts. He basically just vanished, and we're all looking at each other going, what just happened?
I don't know. He's 33-14 as a starting quarterback for them.
Yeah, I've always thought that
71 touchdowns, 38 interceptions. He's averaged over 8 yards per attempt. He's had injuries. Maybe he's a little disconnected. I don't know. But the numbers tell you that he is successful.
Yeah, I mean, I would want, if I were the Browns, you could do a hell of a lot worse than Jimmy Garoppolo being your quarterback when you have to deal with Deshaun Watson.
Right, and it makes perfect sense that that would be the place where he would go if, in fact, Deshaun Watson does get hit with a year suspension, which I do believe he's going to get hit with.
But if you're Jimmy Garoppolo, you know that Deshaun Watson is coming back. I guess you don't really have
he's
other options.
He's got 1 year
left
on his career, contract. Right. He'll be a free agent at the end of next year. So this is a great place for him to go if he can get there in time. Because the Browns have a good team.
Yeah. I mean, last year was a disappointing year for them, but the year prior was a breakout year for that franchise.
Right. And he will bring stability. He's better than Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, for sure. No, without a doubt. I mean, he's never really gotten the proper respect, I think, for all the games that he's won. I mean, it's probably the injuries, maybe the fact he's a little bit goofy, that story about him and the porn star. I don't know what it is. But he's never really got a ton of respect, and also people thought that the contract that he got was ridiculous.
Right, so let me ask you a question. Let's say Zach Wilson was hanging out with a porn star. How many more wins does that get the Jets?
He's already done his damage in a good way. I mean, that story with him and his mom's friend, I mean, made him like a legend in the locker room.
Yes.
I mean, it just made everybody think that this guy has what it takes to be a great NFL quarterback.
Right.
Which
the
is
interesting
crazy
thing now, according to SpotTrack, it looks like the Browns have about $19 million in cap space.
Okay, so they could fit him, right?
There could be a trade to be had. I have to look at, let me take a look at Jimmy's salary. I'm sure it's up around $25 million this year, I would think.
Well, if he signed that big deal, $137.5 million.
Right.
I mean,
he's still on the roster and he is still the highest paid player, and his cap hit this year is $27 million.
Okay.
So that would mean that, you know, San Francisco's got to retain money or Jimmy has to do what Baker did
and take fewer dollars to be able to go somewhere where you know you're going to start.
And screw that.
Yeah, but he's got to play. He wants to play. I mean, I understand that it sucks and it's not right and he should get every dollar that he signed for, but if he has to take less money to go to a place where he could start to try to get that next big contract, then I think you got to do it. Right?
I mean, part of me would like to go to Cleveland, take them to the playoffs. San Francisco doesn't make the playoffs because they're, you know, for whatever reason. Although, you know, Cleveland's not going to be easy because they're in the AFC again and they're in that tough AFC North.
Yeah, which, I mean, got a little, I mean, the Steelers really aren't. It's more the Bengals now that's the problem.
Well,
the Bengals
and the Ravens.
Yeah, Bengals and the Ravens. The fact that the Ravens are still favored to win that division to me is crazy.
It just goes to show you how many injuries they had last year, and their secondary was so beat up, and they lost their pass rush, and they just got hammered at the end of the season, and they lost Lamar Jackson for 5 games.
That's right. Forget about that. Let's go to Paul in Connecticut. What's going on, Paul?
Hi, guys. How you doing today?
Good, Paul. What's up?
My son and I were just at the Pro Football Hall of Fame on a Wednesday. And as you walk in, there's a nice picture of Deshaun Watson playing in his Houston Texan jersey.
Really? Right, like at the entrance of the Hall of Fame.
Yes, as you walk in, there's like players that are playing now. It's like, what you call it, different pictures.
I mean,
and there's Deshaun Watson.
How is that not taken down at this point? I mean,
after all these years.
I mean, this was
there.
Right, exactly. I mean, this story isn't new. You know, this did not happen a couple of hours ago.
No, this has been going on for a year and a half.
And it's
2 years almost.
Right, and that picture is still hanging there.
Yeah,
listen, take it down, see what happens, put it back up at some point, but not right now. I mean, come on. It's insane.
Yes.
I mean, the Pro Football Hall of Fame is a sacred ground.
Just remember, it's not the NFL Hall of Fame. It's the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I know. That's what I said.
Okay.
Pro Football Hall of Fame.
All right. Just telling you. I know the NFL supports it, obviously, in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Well, someone over there has got to get their head out of their ass and take that freaking picture down.
But I know that they changed commissioners, I believe.
Over there?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. Well, that guy's got some work to do. Dan in Carteret wants to talk about situational baseball. I mean, on a feel-good Friday, Dan, the best you can come up with is situational baseball questions.
Hey, happy feel-good Friday. I told Al I wanted to complain about the Yankees and had a couple situational baseball questions for Boomer. I know you're talking football. I'm sorry to change topics. Boomer, I heard your comments earlier to Anthony and Belleville about me getting married if I find a woman crazy enough to marry me. I'll invite all yous to the wedding if I do get married. The only one that'll probably show up will be Eddie, but I already got a backup plan. I'll just put Eddie at a table with a hologram of all the rest of you.
There you go, Dan.
Perfect.
So in regards to the Yankees, I mean, oh, I'm sorry, you want to say something?
No,
not at all. The floor is yours, weirdo.
the Yankees, I mean, I'm gonna preface my comments and say, you know, I'm not panicking. There's still a lot of regular season left, but the Yankees do not have a dominant, consistently dominant ace or aces like the Mets do. The Yankees do not have a consistent.
How many teams have what the Mets have, though, Dan? Seriously.
The Yankees should with what they're paying Cole, and we should also have it with Nestor, but they're inconsistent. We don't have a consistently dominant closer like the Mets do, having Diaz performing like Mariano used to. We don't even have a closer that comes out to entrance music that lights up the fan base and gets them excited and fired up like Diaz's entrance music does. So that's pissing me off. And then in regards to the situational baseball, the questions for Boomer, I mean, the mistakes the Yankees are making coming from the top, trickling down to the way they're playing, base running mistakes, the bats not coming through. Why are they putting Herman out there after the All-Star break and putting Herman out there with his first start against one of the best lineups that we struggle against with Houston? Why are they putting Montas out there when he joined the team the night before he's supposed to start after the personal week and struggles he had? That is not smart decision making, and that's coming from Castman and from the analytics nerds. Boone probably has minimal say in that collaboration of those decisions. So, Boomer, in situational, like you asked Dayball about situational baseball, why would they choose to do that with Herman and then Montas in those situations? It makes no sense.
You know, I will say this, Dan, and thanks for the call. You appreciate the passion and everything you have for your Yankees. You know, every situation per person is different. So, Montas obviously went through a tough situation, got there, probably shouldn't have taken the ball the next day. But the Yankees were desperate. They had to have a guy out there.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, they also traded Jordan Montgomery. So he was the next guy up in the rotation. And I think we're going to see the best of Montas this weekend. I really do.
I mean, they need to, because if he puts together back-to-back starts after what Luis Castillo did to them,
yes.
I mean, that's going to be a big storyline.
I think that whole thing has calmed down now. And, you know, look, they're better than the Red Sox. The Red Sox seem, I would think, especially this year, I feel like they bring out the best in the Yankees. Kind of like the Braves brought out the best in the Mets.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like the Red Sox do that to the Yankees. So that's why I think these are great matchups for New York baseball this weekend. I saw where there was a to be determined for Sunday's starter for the Mets. I thought it was going to be Bassett.
It is.
I just saw something on Major League Baseball website that was saying TBD, but I do think it's Bassett. But, you know, when you think about Nola and Wheeler, that's a pretty good top two.
Yeah, of course it is. I mean, it's a good baseball team, the Phillies. I mean, they're not great. They're not the Mets. They're not the Braves, but they're good, and they might get the wild card. So, I mean, And part a big part of that is their starting pitching.
How about the fact they've gotten rid of Jerry's Familia, Didi Gregorius, Joe Girardi, and Harper's not even playing.
Yeah.
And they're still in the mix.
Those other three guys that you mentioned before, Harper, you know, big New York connections to all of them.
Yes.
You know, Familia, Didi, and of course, Joe Girardi. But ever since they fired Girardi, they took off. I mean, they were really, really struggling at the beginning of the year. So he just wasn't the right fit there. I wonder if he gets another opportunity soon or not after this. I mean, this was a bad one for him. The expectations were high.
This is his third one, right?
Yep. He still won a World Series, right?
He did, but I would say most likely not.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
You know we finally here, right?
Well, we...
It's Friday then, it's Saturday, Sunday. It's live again,
it's live again. Come on, Jerry, give it to the AB, baby.
Do the AB.
I'm a fun guy. Yeah, you're fun, right? By the way, we were talking about Jimmy Garoppolo.
Speaking of fun.
That's right. So, you know, he's coming off of that shoulder surgery.
Yeah.
He hasn't been medically cleared yet. And plus, this year, he's scheduled to make $27.2 million, I think it is, or $24.2 million, non-guaranteed. So, the 49ers can cut him, and they would have a dead cap of $2
million. Only $2
million. Only $2 million. Or they could trade him to Cleveland if he's medically cleared, and then he could accept a lesser of a contract. It's Friday,
what?
It's Friday.
Boomer's not interested in that.
I'm out of breath.
I just wanted to clear that up.
Oh, okay. Chair dancing.
Yes, yeah. Chair dancing. Look at him. He's like just basically working it out.
Yeah, that's the AB, man. It's the most popular dance in the world right now.
You know, that could be a new thing for you. You can go to chair dance class downstairs.
That is a thing. I mean, there's actually chair aerobics and stuff like
that. Wow.
That happens. It's right up my alley.
You know, I guess if you are you have to be older and 80. Not as agile. Right, but you know what? Keep it moving.
Got some bad knees or something like that.
I just heard a story on 1010 Wins in the Bathroom on the old Alexa talking about how you prevent diseases as you get older. You got to stay active. You can't sit in a chair for 5 hours and not move.
I got up once today.
Once.
Well, he was just moving, though.
Yeah,
right.
Moving.
That's what I'm saying.
Now
so it's good.
Out of breath.
Yeah, I know. A little bit. But that AB dance is worth it. And that's going to be the most danced thing in the end zone this year. That dance will be the most popular thing in the end zone this year. Guaranteed. All right, Jerry is back. By the way, I did want to read this Howie Rose tweet before we get to Jerry.
Oh, cool.
So Howie Rose just tweeted out, looks like tonight's game is on HGTV3 or Bravo or something, so we would gladly welcome our expanded listening audience with pregame at 6:30.
This game's not on television tonight.
Yeah. He goes, I think tomorrow is on Weather Channel Plus.
Good for Howie.
Yeah,
man.
I know.
Go get him, Howie.
Listen, we'll listen for sure, but Mets Phillies tonight is where?
Max Scherzer start. It's got to be on. Is it on Amazon?
It is on HGTV, and they're going to redo the dugout during the game.
The Property Brothers.
We could do a secret celebrity renovation.
It's on Apple TV.
It's on Apple TV tonight.
Now, let me ask you this. It says MLB.TV, but that's for out of market, even if it's on Apple?
It's
again,
Apple TV,
it's not the biggest
locally.
Problem in the world, but this sucks.
Yeah, Apple TV Plus.
What about tomorrow?
That's a Scherzer start on Apple TV
Plus.
Oh,
Jesus God, it's on NBC Sports Network. Oh, my God.
Wait, what?
Tomorrow.
On NBC Sports Network?
I'm looking at tomorrow. TV options, MLB Extra Innings, or NBC. So wouldn't that be Peacock?
It'll be a bit, yeah, but not NBC Sports Network.
Those I'm are sorry, separate. Not NBC, because no that's gone. Thing. It's Peacock. Yeah, gone. I'm just saying, it says NBC, so that must be Peacock, right?
It's got to be. I mean, it's not going to be on regular NBC. They don't have a...
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
A DeGrom game is on, and that's one that's not free. If you don't subscribe, you don't
get it. So Scherzer on Apple TV tonight, DeGrom on Peacock.
Right.
You know, eat it. Really. Just eat it.
I mean, we were just talking about the Mets being must-see TV and everybody excited, and even Yankee fans were calling up saying, I watched DeGrom and Scherzer because it's so exciting, and now you got this.
Unless this is... Listen, I'm looking at the Google schedule. I mean, it's possible this could be wrong, because even this is saying Sunday's on Peacock. That's not right. No way.
Unless it's that that early Peacock game. They have that window for like the 11:30 game.
Well, the game's at 1:40, I think. This can't be right. No, these games have to be on.
Well, tonight is definitely Apple TV+.
I get
Plus.
That.
Yeah.
I get that.
I don't know about Saturday and Sunday.
I mean, this is no, this is not right. Let's see. So the Mets schedule should say it for sure, correct?
Right. Yeah, I
on
think
the Mets
so.
Website.
That's what I'm looking at.
All right, so here we go. I'm on the Mets schedule now.
Mets on Saturday is on Pix.
Okay,
that's 11.
Fine. There we go. Wonderful. All right, sorry for everybody getting you upset. And what about Sunday? Sunday's on SNY.
Sunday they're also on Pix.
Okay, so that's okay then.
Yeah.
So
Peacocking.
No.
It's NBC Philly that you're seeing, Jerry.
Oh, I see.
For the Philadelphia.
Peacocking. That's with Tom McCarthy. That's their feed. Okay.
Tonight, NBC. Tonight, the Scherzer start to kick off the weekend.
On Apple TV.
100% on Apple TV.
Or Apple Plus or whatever it's called.
Apple TV Plus.
That's good, good way of getting some new Met fans to become members.
Yeah. And that's fine. And it's, again, it's watchable. It's not that it's just, you go back if you want to watch the Yankees a little bit. It's a pain.
It is a pain in the ass. And it's stupid because it's spread out over all these different places. Amazon's got games. Peacock's got games. You need to figure it out.
Right, so the Yankees are probably, it's Friday. The Yankees are probably on Peacock, not Peacock.
Amazon.
Jesus help me.
Yeah.
You shoot me. I mean, with these. Shut up, Al. On Amazon tonight.
That's right.
The Amazon, the Yes broadcast on Amazon Prime tonight.
Where is it?
Right, so you've got the Mets on Apple Plus and the Yankees on Amazon Prime. Nobody's on Yes or on SNY or PIX.
Right.
Both moose teams. Is on picks.
Yeah.
Dude, moose is loose.
Yeah, right.
The moose is loose.
I saw him post that yesterday.
Yeah, I know. It's fun. I mean, it's him doing moose.
I didn't watch it. Was it something other than him just doing a...
No, nah, he's just talking sports.
Oh, okay.
You know? Whatever.
The moose is loose.
The moose is indeed loose. You got an update or what?
I don't.
All right. We'll move on and we'll give away these Jack Brown tickets.
We are powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. We're also brought to you by Winters Bros for help with your next cleanup or construction project. Visit wintersbros.com. And yes, as we just talked about, you got the Mets and the Yankees playing tonight, not each other. Mets and Phillies out at Citi Field. You've got Scherzer tonight, DeGrom tomorrow, and I do believe it's Chris Bassett Sunday. I know you said TBD somewhere, but Bassett right now is lined up to pitch on Sunday. So a really good pitching lineup. And I think Aaron Nola goes for the Phillies tomorrow against DeGrom. So that's your weekend. Mets 73-39. The Phillies, who have been really good since Joe Girardi was let go, 62-49 as they trail the Braves by 3.5 games. The Braves 7 behind the Mets. Braves play the Marlins, I believe, this weekend starting tonight. My son came up to me yesterday. He goes, you know, because the Mets have 73 wins. If you look at September, you see who they're playing?
So there's a lot of Nationals,
Pittsburgh,
Marlins.
Washington twice. I said, they could win 110 games.
Yeah. I mean, they're on pace
given
for
their schedule.
Like 103 right now, I think is the
pace. I didn't realize how light it was in September. And did you also know?
And right now, they are the number 2 seed, and they'll get the bye in the first round of the playoffs.
Correct.
And if the playoffs started today, they would play the winner between the Padres and the Cardinals.
Now, did you also remember that the World Series, if it goes to a Game 7, would be played on November 7th?
I heard you guys talking about that this morning. It's
insane. They made sure. I don't know if that's true yet.
All I did was Google World Series 2022 dates, and it comes up Game 1 would be Sunday, October 30th.
Yeah.
I mean, that's based on, that's not.
I think the Yankees have a problem.
It's based on what?
It's not MLB.com.
Right. So I don't necessarily
know. Ballsack Sports?
No. No. My mistake.
No, it's not my mistake.
I apologize. I'm not going to say ass face or fatso. Just not my mistake. Not at all. That was what Google puts up based on playoffstatus.com.
Playoffstatus.com.
Yo, Jerry. All right, now I'm on MLB.com. Here we go.
Can't you do all this crap before you come in here?
No, because you piqued my interest and sparked a thought.
Yeah, one of my insiders have told me that I don't necessarily know that that date is etched in stone just yet for the final Game 7 of the World Series.
Okay, well, what is etched in stone? The final, let's see here. So this is on MLB.com. The final day of the regular season is October 5th.
That we know.
So how are they not going to November then?
Yeah, I don't know.
They have to be.
And since we're getting a bunch of stuff wrong and correcting it.
What else?
The Yankees are on Yes tonight. They're not on Amazon. So.
Well, no, I only said because I isn't most Amazon Friday most nights Friday
are,
nights.
Yeah, but they are on Yes.
That wasn't, we didn't say that. That's your problem, not mine. I would have found it.
Here's the thing. You're supposed to come in here with an update.
Absolutely. You got that right. Here, let me bore you to death with Daniel Jones.
I think it's just continuing what we've been working on, sharpening up the details.
This is exciting. Here, more Daniel Jones.
No. Everything was wrong.
Nothing was wrong.
Friday.
No, no, wrong.
And you came in here.
Boy, I can't wait.
Start talking about Apple.
When we get to the hologram, will you shut up?
PC, Peacock. This, that, and everything else got us all confused.
Here's Brian Daboll. He's excited.
Down there toward the end of the game, and there was some guys that hadn't played yet, so I wanted to make sure that
let me liven this up a little bit, because who wants to hear from him? He's boring. Here's Todd Bowles. He's Mr. Excited.
Tommy's been excused today. He will be taken anywhere. He'll be back sometime around after Tennessee.
Oh, my God.
We're going to deal with some personal things. This is something we
talked
about.
We're going to deal with you talking for another 20 seconds.
Started. Oh, we allotted this time.
Yes, we are.
Because he wants to get in and get chemistry with the guys.
Who's confused?
You confused the hell out of everybody in New York.
No, everybody freaking out
just about 5 seconds ago.
No. What I said,
rip up your ass, dude.
Oh, that's great.
You came in here and just screwed everything up.
But I didn't, though, actually. Here's what I did. I opened everybody's minds up to what's going on.
Okay, hold up, Mr. Mind Open.
Yes.
Al Dukes is the arbiter here.
Yeah.
Al Dukes.
Yes.
When he sat down and he started discussing where these games were being played, did you get confused?
I was confused thinking we had a subscribed NBC Sports Peacock.
Peacock. Because it said NBC.
Right.
It did not say picks. It said NBC.
And I was all bummed out that the Mets World Series parade was going to end with Santa Claus.
And it might. If the regular season ends October 5th, and that's etched in stone, how is the World Series not starting earlier than October 30th?
I'm seeing this, too. I'm seeing the same thing Jerry's.
Yeah.
I have to admit, as funny as this is, I am seeing the same thing. But that is the latest it's ever been, right?
Yeah, because they're doing the extra playoff series. But the thing about what Jerry did, I'm not talking about the World Series when it potentially can end. I'm just talking about tonight's games.
But you're welcome. Because now no one's confused. Now we know where all the games are. And if I didn't open my mouth, we would have been confused tonight. People would have been going to Amazon Prime, PIX, and they would have found
public
their
service.
To yes. Yeah. So you're welcome. No problem.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's right. Mm-hmm. What else?
More Todd Bowles.
no more. Yeah, I can't listen to Todd Bowles. You know what I do like? I do like Mike Tomlin.
It's probably the way it's played out here to this point. Like I mentioned to you guys, I wasn't going to be blowing in the wind.
That's all.
Hey, by the way, did you get the raccoon out of your backyard?
No, I'll tell you what. So that's interesting. So I called the place yesterday. What do you think it costs for a company to come get rid of a raccoon?
$500.
Yeah, I thought so too. So the first thing when she tells me that it's $175 non-refundable to come to a site survey, I said, wow. So we're starting at $175 just to look at the shed and where it is. Yeah, the cheapest price point they had was $1,100.
To get a raccoon out of your backyard?
Correct. But if I want the ultra experience where they go...
The guarantee.
The guarantee where they smoke the thing out and then they trap it and then they actually... basically barricade the area so it never happens again. $3,495.
Oh, my God, what a ripoff. You can get that raccoon. Just reach under your house and grab its
tail. How about
tail
a BB gun?
Right, seriously.
I'm kidding. I won't do that. I'm not grabbing the tail of a raccoon.
Nah, just put a glove on or something.
No, I'm not
fine.
Doing that.
Get that thing out of there.
I am going to take our caller's advice from yesterday, and I'm going to go buy a cage and a whole bunch of cantaloupe.
And just put...
And then I will call, and if once it's trapped, I will call animal control, and they will come take it and relocate it.
And you can get one of those cages that once it steps in there, closes.
My God, I hope so.
Yeah.
Because then what else?
Then you're sitting out there in a beach chair waiting for the thing to go in and run up and shut the door.
I thought that was like for gophers and moles and whatever else.
No, he was talking about a raccoon, wasn't he?
Oh, maybe groundhogs.
Not groundhogs. What's the other
thing? What does a raccoon like to eat?
Garbage.
Yeah. Beavers.
Raccoon? Are you beavers? What are you?
No, we were trying to think about the other varmints that you have in your backyard.
Yeah, no, it was a groundhog the guy called up about with cantaloupe.
It was groundhogs?
Yeah.
What? No, I thought it was something else.
Beavers eat. Not beavers. Jesus, God. My God. Raccoon.
Careful with that search.
Good Lord. All right, raccoons eat, not beavers. They eat nuts, seeds, any Bobby-approved chia seeds out? frogs, insects, eggs.
The hell were you talking about yesterday? You were talking about something else.
Groundhogs.
Groundhogs and raccoons.
Groundhogs.
Yeah, groundhogs like the cantaloupe.
Yeah, that's
nice balance.
So it's the groundhogs that like the cantaloupe, not the... See, I want to catch the raccoon. The groundhogs I can deal with.
Just put a bag of garbage in there. That's what they do. They rustle through everything.
No, I know. It was rustling through our garbage for a couple of weeks until we locked the garbage.
Right.
And thought we solved the problem. We didn't.
But this is like a limping raccoon.
Yes, it is limping. His front left leg is hurt, clearly.
I mean, you can't get this raccoon.
I'm not going after a raccoon.
You know,
sorry.
You got to put him out of his misery. He's limping, you just got to...
I'm not doing that either. We're going to catch it, and then animal control will come and release it. I'm not doing that. So, yes.
You know,
I got a quick story here
that I'll tell you. Guy I know, he loves his backyard, hates the deer eating his hydrangeas and all the flowers and stuff. So what he does is he sits in his backyard and he'll shoot the deer with a BB gun and then they fly away. He shoots them in the ass with a BB gun. So one time, deer comes in, misses the ass of the deer, hits it right in the throat, jumps up in the air, blood spurting out, deer's dead.
Oh.
It's not hunting season, right? He's got this giant deer in the backyard. He's going to get fined for this.
Yeah.
Eat it.
So he goes, my first instinct is I'm going to drag it into the road and I'm going to run it over. That's what he says. So he starts doing that. His wife comes out. I was like, what is wrong with you? You're going to run this deer over in the street? We got to come up with something else. So then he Googles, when you can kill deer. And apparently, if you shoot it with a bow and arrow, you can kill a deer at any point. So what does he do? He calls up a friend he knows has a crossbow. The guy stands on top of the deer and shoots an arrow into its head. And he called animal control, and they picked it up.
How about that? No forensics, huh?
Is this the Hackify stick guy?
No, it's not. It's not him. No. Hey, crossbow, deer, boom.
This is the stuff that happens with the people I know.
Well, why would you be able to kill a deer with a bow and arrow at any point, but you can't hunt them?
Don't know.
At the same time.
I don't know the answer to that. But I just thought the idea of dragging it into the street and running it over so animal control would pick it up.
Well, I ran one over once and had deer carcass meat on my car for weeks,
God. Oh, Jesus.
Disgusting.
Yeah, I was playing golf with Burkhart and Monzo at the time.
So what are the Mets on tonight? Where are they?
I forgot. Apple TV.
Okay.
Apple Plus. Right. And the Yankees are on yes.
Okay.
Apparently you can call the cops and they'll come get the raccoon. One of my cop friends, Migs, just texted me. He said, we get calls all the time.
My neighbor's a cop. I should go talk to him.
You just call him and he'll show up.
Rich. They got to take care of cops.
Well, not for nothing. That raccoon's probably in my neighbor's yard then, too.
He goes, tell Jerry, the Suffolk County Police Department, they come and grab raccoons all the time.
Suffolk County, it's a long ride for them to come
to
my house.
He goes, we have an animal noose pole. And in the cars, they just go and they grab it and they drag them out.
Well, that's when you can see it. Right now, it's under the shed.
Okay, a little flashlight in under there.
I guess.
Let's go.
Well, you would think it was like to be a fireman or a cop. Firemen go up into trees to get animals.
Yeah, to get cats.
Cops got to go get raccoons.
Yeah, I know.
How about you keep the criminals off the street? Don't worry about the raccoons. It's a tough job.
Al would call the cops on a raccoon, for sure.
And then News 12.
Yeah, right, and then News 12.
Of course he would. All right, time now for Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it. All right, so because of the Harry Caray stuff last night in Iowa and the hologram, Gio had an idea to basically take video of himself so he could be at the dinner table forever during the holidays, and that kind of morphed into his partner's possible hologram.
I'm going to start like recording myself eating Thanksgiving dinner, and then I want my hologram after I'm dead to be at every Thanksgiving.
We're already preparing the Boomer hologram. We'll just pump in Ranger comments, live golf, and de Blasio.
And taxes.
And we're all set. Done.
Congestion pricing. I'm sure you're looking forward to that, aren't you, Eddie?
Absolutely.
Yep. Do your part for society.
Good morning, Boomer hologram. How are you?
I swollen testicles.
That'd be great.
Sorry.
It worked forever.
I don't know. I don't know where this goes. But that was interesting last night.
You were creeped out by it.
Yes.
Part of me was
creepy,
like,
creepy and cool.
And
at
then
the
I was like,
time.
God, that looks good, though.
I wasn't creeped out at all by it.
I don't know how you can't. I mean,
not at all.
So weird.
I mean, especially when they showed him from the back. That was really strange.
What's worse, a clone or a hologram?
Well, a clone's a whole different type of...
Yeah.
What do we got in the White House?
I don't know.
Save that for the hologram.
There you go, guys. Rolling up today. Have a good Friday.
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot. Don't worry about tomorrow, leave all your sorrow out here on the floating dock.
We're Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. A couple more minutes of our Feel Good Summer Friday before we hand it over to Tiki and Tierney in a couple of minutes. Is the Edwin Diaz entrance song now... I don't know, what is the... I don't want to say jump the shark, because that's now jump the shark. Everybody say that. Played out is what I'm looking for. Is it played out?
As long as he continues to perform in big spots, no, it's not going to be played out. It's going to be something that's going to be played all the way through the season and through the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's using it now, though, in everything. Like, we even used it here for Joe Bedingo's comeback song. Like, they followed him into the building with the Edwin Diaz song.
Did Enter Sandman ever get tiring for Mariano?
But it wasn't used like this, though. Like, I don't know. That was a long time ago. Like, social media wasn't around when he first started, as far as, like, Twitter in the 90s. Like, this is now, I mean, it's everywhere. It's being used at weddings. It's every video that's out there has now got this Edwin Diaz song behind it. I just don't want it to be. I mean, it's a special thing, you know?
Yeah, well, it will be a special thing, especially if he continues to do what he's been doing. Like I said, you know, when he comes into the game, the game's usually on the line, and he's got to perform. And look, what's he got, like 92 strikeouts and like 170 at-bats or something? Some crazy number?
I think the guy who plays the trumpet on that song, Timmy Trumpet, is going to perform it live at some point at Citi Field. I did think I saw that. Which reminds me of the Baja Men back in 2000.
Who let the dogs out?
Yeah, who let the dogs out? And they sang the national anthem before a World Series game because that was the big theme song. Now, as cheesy and as bad as that is,
yes.
Like, I've got such great memories of that Who Let the Dogs Out song. So I was sitting there celebrating. You know, Benny Agbayani and his 13th inning home run.
Yes.
Bobby Jones, one hitter. And it was, who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Yeah, so you got Edwin Diaz has pitched 45 and a third innings.
Yeah.
And he's got 91 strikeouts. Yeah, so keep it going, man. Just keep it going. That's ridiculous.
How are you with the mouth trumpet?
I'm not very good with that.
You're not as skilled as I am with the mouth trumpet?
No, you seem to be very good at it.
Yeah, I know. I think it's just one of those things you're born with.
But I think it's your musical background.
Probably. That might have something to do with it.
Yeah, you were a music major, right?
I was for a while. Yes, I was.
You were part of a band.
Jalapeno Dream.
Right, and then your family band.
That's right, yes, with my parents. Yeah, the South Country String Band. Yep.
Yeah. That's why you have that part of, you know, your existence is that you can do things like that.
Yeah, just a mouth trumpet out of nowhere. Yeah, screw Timmy the Trumpet, whatever that guy's name is.
Why don't you do it?
I'll do it at Citi Field. Get Harold out there. Go email him. And I'll ask him if I could do that before a game. I don't need to throw in a first pitch. I want to do that.
You could do it right at home plate.
Yeah, when Edward Diaz comes out. I mean, get Al to like bang on the drums because there's like that part where it's like boom, 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 boom. Be awesome. Blaring throughout Citi Field. Be the greatest thing ever.
It would be for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Met fans would dig it, though.
Why not?
You know, because they want the experience. So if you're going to a game, you want the real full-on experience and not some...
All right, maybe at a spring training game next year.
Yeah, something like that.
How's that?
But so maybe next year he comes back with a different one. I don't know.
No. We'll at this point, man, this is it. You kidding me?
Well, he's in the midst of a magical season, man.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
You're not changing anything. You know, these guys are all superstitious. You know that.
Oh, of course. Yeah, he's not going to change a damn thing.
And nor should he.
And he's got a chance to be a Cy Young Award winner this year.
And the nice thing, this is Billy Epler's time, too, because all of the guys that he has traded for have already all paid dividends, as opposed to what's going on with the Yankees right now. Benintendi has not really been as good as everybody thought he was going to be.
Right. And Montas is a guy who needs to prove himself in his second start.
It's a huge, huge weekend for them. They got to get their season back on track.
Got to get their bleep together. And you got the Jets tonight, too.
That's right.
So we're going to have a ton to talk about next week and throughout the rest of August and September, because we've got interesting football teams right now, and one interesting football team and two really good baseball teams.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.